Why do we still love stories about glass slippers and enchanted roses? Because deep down, we recognize ourselves in them. Ordinary people facing impossible odds, discovering hidden strength, and somehow finding their way to joy. But here's what most of us miss. These aren't just entertaining fantasies. They're mirrors reflecting profound truths about your actual journey through life. You're not waiting for your story to begin. You're living it right now. And understanding this changes everything about how you navigate the confusing, beautiful, heartbreaking adventure of becoming who you're meant to be. Before your first breath, you already mattered. Not for what you'd accomplish, but simply because you exist as a beloved daughter of divine parents. This isn't motivational fluff, it's foundational truth. When you grasp that your existence has purpose, that you arrived at this specific moment equipped with specific gifts for specific reasons, even mundane decisions take on weight and meaning. The heroines you admire didn't become extraordinary by accident. Cinderella's patient service prepared her for royalty. Belle's love of learning equipped her to see beyond appearances. Your experiences, even the painful ones, especially the painful ones, are preparing you for something greater than you can imagine. The question isn't whether you have purpose, but whether you'll embrace it. Here's an uncomfortable truth. The most transformative chapters of your life will probably hurt. Fairy tales captivate us not through happy endings, but through struggle. Cinderella scrubbing floors while mocked, Belle sacrificing freedom for her father. The struggle isn't a detour from happiness, it's the pathway to it. When facing rejection or disappointment, you're not experiencing divine abandonment. You're living through necessary preparation. Muscles don't strengthen without resistance. Character doesn't deepen without opposition. Scripture teaches there must be opposition in all things, not as punishment, but as divine design. Your challenges aren't signs something's wrong. They're evidence your story is unfolding exactly as it should. Consider this. A young fighter pilot fell hopelessly in love with Harriet, who showed little interest despite his efforts. Years passed. He matured through military service and life's challenges. When they reconnected, Harriet noticed immediately, "You have matured." They married soon after, beginning decades of happiness. What looked like rejection was actually preparation. The waiting wasn't wasted, it was essential development. Your struggles follow this same pattern, preparing you for joys you can't yet imagine. Imagine flying from New York to Rome, but following directions to Antarctica. Wrong directions guarantee the wrong destination. Today's world bombards you with confident voices offering paths to happiness. Most leading somewhere entirely different than promised. Media portrays destructive behaviors as liberating. Influencers package selfishness as self-care. Popular culture celebrates moral compromise as enlightenment. These counterfeits may look attractive initially, but inevitably deliver disappointment. Just as pilots rely on instruments rather than feelings, you need reliable guidance pointing toward genuine happiness rather than temporary pleasure. God provides clear direction through prophets, scriptures, and personal revelation. This guidance isn't arbitrary restriction, it's loving direction from a perfect father who wants you to avoid unnecessary pain and experience authentic fulfillment. Some become defensive when offered divine guidance, insisting they know better or that such direction is irrelevant today. Understand this with conviction and love. They are wrong. Happiness principles haven't changed with cultural trends. Truth remains truth, regardless of popularity. When facing decisions, ask not, "What does everyone else think?" but, "What does God know will bring me lasting happiness?" This question, sincerely asked and answered, guides you safely through life's most challenging moral terrain. Beautiful gardens don't flourish through occasional attention. They require consistent care. Your spiritual life follows the same pattern. Daily scripture study waters your soul with divine truth. Regular prayer connects you to your Heavenly Father. Weekly church attendance provides nourishment and strengthens your connection to a community walking the same path. These practices aren't about checking religious boxes. They create conditions where faith can flourish and divine guidance can be clearly received. The young women values, faith, divine nature, individual worth, knowledge, choice and accountability, good works, integrity, and virtue aren't pleasant concepts, but powerful principles that shape your character and prepare you for sacred temple covenants. Living these values doesn't restrict your authentic self. It reveals your highest and truest self. Small, consistent choices create your life's direction. Just as a ship adjusting its course by 1 degree reaches an entirely different destination over time, your daily spiritual choices determine your eternal destination. The daily decision to pray, study scriptures, speak kindly, dress modestly, and maintain moral purity might seem small in the moment, but collectively, these choices create the trajectory of your eternal journey. Every meaningful fairy tale culminates in profound commitment, a royal wedding, a promise fulfilled, a covenant sealed. Your life story follows this pattern, with sacred covenants marking the most significant chapters in your eternal progression. These aren't mere ceremonies, they're divine agreements connecting you to heavenly power and establishing your spiritual legacy. The temple represents the ultimate destination in your mortal journey, a sacred space where heaven and earth meet, where eternal covenants are made and sealed by divine authority. Preparing for temple covenants begins now, through daily choices aligning your heart with divine purposes. When you enter the temple, you'll make promises connecting you to generations past and future, becoming part of something vastly larger than yourself. Your legacy extends beyond personal achievement. It establishes patterns of righteousness, blessing generations. Like heroines whose choices transformed entire kingdoms, your covenant keeping creates ripples of goodness extending far beyond immediate circumstances. These sacred promises provide clarity in confusion, strength in weakness, and hope in despair. They establish your identity not just as a mortal woman with temporary concerns, but as an eternal being with divine potential. The fairy tales that captivate us show characters earning happiness through courage, sacrifice, and faithful persistence. Your story follows this same pattern. The happiness God promises isn't passive. It's the natural result of aligning your life with eternal principles. This joy doesn't wait until after death. It grows with each righteous choice, each act of service, each moment of spiritual connection. Your path won't be identical to anyone else's. What matters is how faithfully you develop your divine gifts and fulfill your personal mission. Expect opposition. The adversary uses discouragement, distraction, and deception to derail your journey. Recognize these tactics as desperate attempts to prevent you from experiencing the joy God intends. Take courage, knowing your Heavenly Father and Savior are personally invested in your eternal happiness. They know your name, understand your struggles, celebrate your victories, and provide divine help at every step. Their love flows freely to all who sincerely seek the divine path. You weren't an accident. Your struggles have purpose. Your choices matter eternally. And your happily ever after is promised to all who embrace their divine identity and walk the path God has prepared. Make your story extraordinary.